Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Avery Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic and awesome. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, bombarded with everyone else's highlight reel, and suddenly you start comparing yourself? Ah, we've all been there. It's a recipe for unhappiness, right? Today, my friends, we're diving deep into the power of embracing the present moment unconditionally and completely. Because let's face it, dwelling on the past or worrying about the future is like trying to walk in two directions at once. You end up going nowhere fast. Now, before you click away thinking, oh great, another self-help pep talk, hear me out. This isn't just about being zen and meditating all day, though, that's awesome too. It's about understanding the incredible freedom that comes with fully inhabiting this exact moment. Think of it like this. Life is a beautiful, intricate tapestry woven thread by thread. Every single moment, whether it's filled with joy, frustration, or just plain ordinariness, is a vital part of that masterpiece. But if you're constantly looking back at the threads you've already woven or stressing over the ones you haven't yet made, you miss out on the magic happening right now. So, how do we actually do this? How do we break free from the mental hamster wheel and truly embrace the present moment? Here are five powerful takeaways to help you navigate this journey. 1. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind or becoming a monk. Again, those things are awesome too, but let's keep it real. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to what's happening around you and within you without judgment. Take a few deep breaths and notice the sensations in your body, the sounds you hear, the sights you see. It's like hitting the pause button on autopilot and choosing to be present instead of just going through the motions. 2. Let go of shoulds. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing an imaginary future where everything is perfect? We get caught up in these shoulds. I should be doing this. I should have done that. Newsflash. Life rarely goes according to plan. The beauty lies in the unexpected turns and detours. Instead of clinging to what you think should be happening, surrender to the flow and embrace whatever arises with curiosity and openness. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Our thoughts are powerful things, capable of shaping our reality. When negative or anxious thoughts creep in, try reframing them. Instead of, I'm so stressed about this deadline, say, this is a challenging task, but I can handle it step by step. By consciously choosing how we think, we can shift our perspective and create a more positive experience. 4. Focus on what you can control. We often waste energy worrying about things outside of our control. The weather, other people's opinions, global events. Take a deep breath, it's a lot. Instead, focus your energy on what you can control. Your actions, your reactions, your attitude. Make conscious choices that align with your values and bring you closer to your goals. 5. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. Maybe it's a delicious cup of coffee, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, or simply the sunshine on your skin. Remember that story I mentioned about comparing yourself online? I was scrolling through Instagram feeling pretty down on myself until I saw this amazing photo of my friend rock climbing. She looked fearless and strong, conquering something truly challenging. Suddenly, I realized that instead of letting envy consume me, I could channel her energy into trying something new. Maybe I wouldn't be scaling mountains anytime soon, but there was a dance class I'd been wanting to take. That's the power of the present moment, folks. It can shift your perspective and inspire you to take action. Remember, living in the present doesn't mean ignoring reality or pretending everything is perfect. It means accepting what is with grace and finding joy in the small moments. So, go ahead, take a deep breath, and savor this very moment. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some practical ways you try to stay present in your daily life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media at Daily Detachment Podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, my friends, remember to stay unbothered and embrace the awesome journey called life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.